Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Poll the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compy.
Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz. Whether you're listening to us live Thursday at 6 p.m. on Joy 94.9, or if you've subscribed to our wildly successful podcast, we're coming to you remotely from various locations around Australia's level 3 lockdown zone of metropolitan Melbourne. Joy's, of course, Australia's LGBTQIA plus radio station. You've landed here on episode 41 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture, and some pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm safe, warm, and COVID compliant in isolated Fitzroy. But the person dinging tonight's giant silver donga is located 7 kilometres away in a warehouse surrounded by expensive equipment that she cannot use and moments away from signing up to an online dating app, preferring the pronouns she and her, and pulling on the goal defence bib for Team L. It's Pop Quiz designated survivor. It's Gay Gailey Davidson.
Hey! Hi, Dee. Hi.
Hello, hi. Gailey.
Hi.
Welcome, Gail. How are you coping over there in lockdown?
Oh, look, I'm leaning into it. I've made a long list of everything I've ever wanted to achieve, and I'm going to do it in 6 weeks.
Mm.
I nearly cried this morning when I realised it's only been 1 week. So... You know.
Have you got a list of things that you wanted to achieve in lockdown one, but now that the sequel's here, you're really going to get onto it?
Yes, that's right. And it's also, well, I'm stuck at home for 6 weeks. I might as well get some of those jobs that just hang around forever done.
Yeah,
but
get them done.
Check back in 5.5 weeks.
Oh, I'm going to hold you to it. It's all about accountability, Gail. Gail, everyone knows that you have a brilliant mathematical brain, no?
Don't they? They do.
Gail, this is episode 41 of Pop Quiz. Now, 15 of these episodes have been recorded in a spin-off of the show we like to call Pop Quarantiers in Isolation. We record them remotely. 15 out of 41 represents 36% of our shows have been recorded in lockdown. Gail, tell me, how many weeks of Pop Quiz will need to be recorded in isolation for it to represent 50% of our show total?
I'm having cold sweats now and some sort of flashback to maths form 4.
Hello to Miss Barnfather, if you're listening, my maths teacher.
Yes. See, I didn't even hear the question, Dee. It's how many do we need before we're equal?
Yep, that's right.
Another 10.
You're very close. It's in fact another 11.
See?
11 more shows will bring us to
what
20.
I was to have a very good stab in the dark when it comes to maths.
26 from 52 would be half. If that happens, we will all be performing the entire show nickety noona nude. I promise you that. Now, Gail, a lot of people have just found out about Pop Quiz, and to be honest, they want more. We have, of course, directed people to the joy.org.au website or to iTunes or to Spotify so they can binge on the past 40 episodes. Who have been your top five? Let's limit it to top five favourite contestants on Pop Quiz over the last 40-odd shows.
That is tough, and you've caught me off guard. I've enjoyed all of them, of course, which 40 shows means 80 guests. Can't believe that. I'm still very fond of our first ever show with Football's Danny McGinlay.
Oh, yes.
And our very own Susanna Motti Mott from Chicks Talking Footy that we got off on a great start there. Brian Nankervis from Rock Quiz, of course, fellow adjudicator. He was excellent. And I think we all fell a tiny bit in love with US comedian Sweet Beth Stelling.
Massively in love.
Great. And Kathy Lett was as fabulous as we'd hoped she would be, if not more so. But I expect the thrill of having Kaz Cook and Gina Rowley together in one episode would have to be my favourite.
That was also my favourite.
Yeah.
Look at Molly.
What we need to think about, Dee, is who would you like to have on the show?
Me, I absolutely will not rest until I get Judith Lucy and Denise Scott on. They've got a show coming out soon. They're revitalizing Disappointments, and we all know a little bit about that. I love British comedian Sarah Keyworth. I'd like to have her on.
Yes.
Vicar and Linda Bull have been my absolute saviours of the lockdown. I love them, and they need to come on the show. But
maybe our listeners can help.
Say again?
What, maybe our listeners can help us.
Well, that would be good.
Why doesn't everyone email the show and tell us who you want on Pop Quiz, and we'll start the campaigning? Email us popquiz.joy.org.au or slide into our DMs on the Pop Quiz Facebook page. And if you're a Joy volunteer and you think you're up to the challenge, let us know and we'll put you on the challenger list. Tell us who you want to go up against. We will make it happen.
Dreams will come true. As you know, Gail, each week on Pop Quiz, we throw together two humans, one a celebrity from the real and actual world and one from the Joy 94.9 talent pool, and we pit their wits and knowledge against each other for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from the Pop Quiz gift shop. So, Gail, tell us, who do you have for us from the real world today?
Dee, our first quarantestant, describes herself professionally as a pracademic and social entrepreneur. She started a little Facebook group on the 14th of March to promote intersectional kindness for people doing it tough because of COVID-19. That group, the Kindness Pandemic, picked up 1,000 members in 12 hours and 500,000 in 2 weeks. In her earlier life, she trained and worked as a nurse but realised that shit is hard. So decided to go off and do something easy, like getting a PhD in cultural change. She worked as a dishwasher for a while, then set about making real and big changes in the lives of people in our community. She's the founder and director of Alice's Garage, promoting healthy LGBTIQ aging and empowering older LGBTIQ people. She's founder and director of Celebrate Aging, a social enterprise challenging ageism and building respect for older people. And coordinator of Mask Kindness, a national campaign involving scientists, sewing machines and selfies to make masks accessible and to get people wearing them. More importantly, perhaps in the context of this show and our audience, her favourite biscuit is the much overlooked Jam Fancy. All of this kept her so busy, she didn't come out until she was 46 years old. Hailing from Ballarat originally, happy with the pronouns she and her, and planning to hit it out of the park for Team L tonight, it's community warrior Catherine Barrett.
Whee! Welcome, hi, Catherine.
Welcome.
Good to have you with us.
Thanks for being here. And my aim tonight is to not let Team L down.
Oh,
yes.
We've done that for you, so don't worry about that. Yeah. Thanks for that great intro, Gay Gailey, and welcome to Pop Quiz, Catherine. Taking on Catherine tonight is somebody who dreamed as a youngster of being a screenwriter for professional wrestling and or The X-Files. That goal might have proven just a tad too niche, so he's had to settle for excelling at a million other things instead. When we asked him what he's learned about himself in lockdown, he replied that it turns out he's not really very good at relaxing. No shit. He's the coordinator of the LGBTQI legal service in St Kilda and founder of the Roberta Perkins Law Project, run in partnership with Transgender Victoria. And he has a new independent podcast series called Transdemic, exploring trans and gender diverse experiences of the pandemic. Oh, and he's editing a collection of essays. On top of all that, he still finds time to volunteer at Joy as co-host of Transgender Warriors Weekly podcast, available on the Joy website. He lists as his favourite pastimes taking long walks, which sounds nice, and catching stray kittens, which somehow sounds creepy. Rolling with the pronouns he and him, and representing Team T here this evening, hailing all the way from the northern suburbs of Perth, but more than happy to be living in Melbourne now, it's Joy's own trans warrior, it's Sam Elkin. Welcome, Sam.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Have you been doing, Sam, a lot of Zoom calls in your professional and personal life?
I've tried to limit the Zoom calls. I've decided in lockdown 2.0, I'm going back to the mobile telephone and just taking the phone calls and not looking at people. So it's quite a treat.
Suddenly that's old school.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
When the,
using
the
actual your phone for phone calls.
We just...
I'm going to go back to faxes then.
Oh, faxes. Well, my doctor will only fax. But we've just installed, and I found an old landline from an old office in my house, and I thought I'll plug that in. And I live with a 7-year-old, and I plugged it in, and I taught her how to use it. Like, you know, you can't look at the screen, you have to put it to your ear. She was like, what? And then we were going shopping, and she put it in her bag, and I said, that won't work away from the property. And she went, what? Like that, it was just getting her head around that. She's like, well, why have you got it? And I thought, well, yes, indeed. Now, Catherine, tell us about hashtag mask kindness.
Mask kindness is really building on the evidence that a mask can stop the transmission of COVID or coronavirus by 80% and that it takes cultural change for us to get used to it. The best reflection on using masks I've read was a sexologist from California who said, we need to learn from condom campaigns of the 80s. And it's about saying, you know, it mightn't be your first preference, but it's incredibly important to protect yourself. Have one with you all the time and let's make it the new normal. So we've got...
It's not on, it's not on.
If it's not on, it's not on. So we're working with a group called Masks for Aussies, and they have a national network of sewers who are making masks accessible. And then our part of the partnership is to encourage people to wear them.
And tell us about the selfie element.
The selfie element is about creating a sort of a visual aspect of, you know, sort of a new cultural normal. So I want to say that Dolly Diamond is one of our patrons, Fiona Patton. Beautiful people who are... Dolly looks fabulous in a mask, I have to say, absolutely, completely fabulous. It won't surprise
I believe it.
Not you at all. But it's this idea of community leaders wearing them, demonstrating their leadership. But the way people are expressing themselves with masks now, there's an older woman who shared a mask selfie and she's got a picture of a shark on the front of her mask. And she's about saying to people, don't get too close. So people are starting to express themselves in really funny and amusing ways, and suddenly masks aren't so bad.
Yeah.
And that's the idea, is to really say to people, hey, you're fabulous, you're worth it, wear a mask. Mm.
Leaders leading by example is very important. One of the reasons that I got really onto wearing the mask is that Donald Trump refused to, and I went, well, I'm in. You got me. Mm. Sam, what's the most significant issue facing our trans community during the pandemic?
I think that a lot of trans and gender diverse people have been worried about being discriminated against when accessing healthcare. We already had that problem and we were already facing the religious discrimination bill, and then COVID happened and we all became very, very concerned about accessing healthcare. And it's a very serious issue and something that we're really concerned about. So, yeah, I'd say that's a biggie.
I guess every time somebody from the trans and gender diverse community has to interact with the government or with the medical industry, that they run the risk of being dead named and having to bring all that up. Is that something that is an issue?
Yeah, absolutely. I think organisations can do a lot of things right by getting their policies and procedures in place beforehand and actually like iron out all those things so that the trans or gender diverse person doesn't have to kind of experience the organisation's confusion. So there's been heaps of good developments in that space, and the Your Community Health Project has just launched this new trans health project across Victoria. So yeah, there's a lot of exciting change going on in that space at the moment. Thankfully, good timing.
Is there somewhere in that people from the community can go to get tested that is better than another place, or is it just your local testing place is the best place to test?
Yeah, I'd suggest just going to your absolute local service at the moment. Mine's Bunnings in West Footscray. So yeah, I think just go right, wherever's close. Local.
Mm. Oh, you guys are neighbours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once you've had that test, I can tell you, you're inspired never to have it again.
Oh, the nasal swab.
I don't want to put anyone off.
I bled out on a nurse, so just so as you know, it really hurts. Catherine, I'll ask you the same question. What is the most significant issue facing our older LGBTIQ Australians during the pandemic?
Well, technology, but technology is also the gift and the challenge. And I've been interviewing old LGBTI people for the LGBTI Health Alliance on their experiences. And that report's likely to be called Come Closer. And what people are saying is that in so many ways they miss that physical contact, they miss the hugs. But what community are doing, particularly LGBTIQ community, are actually reaching out and checking in and saying, are you okay?
Yeah.
And the older people I'm speaking to are saying that is just so fantastic. But also, too, they're being forced onto technology more than they were in the past. And they're saying people are talking about it sometimes as being sort of, a bit fake and not as good as that in-person contact. But all of a sudden a new world is opening up to them and they're loving that. People are loving that.
I just saw a very good podcast, the Duchess of... Well, what's she the Duchess of? What's Camilla Parker Bowles? Camilla Parker Bowles has got a podcast which is on video, and she was her subject was Dame Judi Dench, and it was some of the funniest old people talking about technology I've ever seen. But they've both just had to launch themselves onto TikTok and podcasts, and it's great to watch. Catherine Barrett, how can we, other members of the community, I like to say younger members of the community, help? Is there a buddy system? Is there some way we can practically help older LGBTIQ Australians?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are community visitor schemes in a number of states and territories, and so being part of those is incredibly important. But if you know any older LGBTI people, reach out and do a phone call and connect, check in on people. Even on social media, if people are posting and know someone's an older person, engage with them, interact. Be nice on social media is something that's, it feels like a bit of an oxymoron, but actually really reaching out and being kind does actually make an enormous difference.
The fact that kindness as a word and a concept has to be taught again is extraordinary. I know in primary school children it's a big part of the curriculum. Kindness is a massive thing that is being learnt. I don't know how. I like it that the projects that you're working off in often use the word kindness, and it seems to me one of those things you shouldn't have to tell people. But, yes, there it is, we do, and particularly online.
Yeah, well, I think one of the lovely things that I love about queer community is because we often have to reinvent the rules because we're living outside of the rules. And I think that that's one thing that we can just take here. We don't have to wait for anyone to give us permission to reinvent what kindness means. But we've coined a term called intersectional kindness. So we're saying this is about kindness for everyone. It's not fairy floss. It's not that quiet, I am so fabulous, our paternalistic kind of kindness. It's about really reaching out and going, who's doing it tough because of COVID? Who was doing it tough before COVID and is now particularly doing it extra tough? And how can we reach out and support them? And that's the stuff that we're really getting into now. We're doing some work with deaf communities, with people who are vision impaired, work with around our Black Lives Matter campaign, and really starting to work with people who've been long-term marginalised. It feels like incredibly important work. It feels like there is an opportunity now to reinvent ourselves, that we lost that connection beforehand. I think, Sam, you were talking about that before, that there are a lot of people who are saying that before COVID we kind of lost our way, we disconnected, we had a lot of work we needed to do to actually be nicer to each other and live in a world we want to live in. And that's the opportunity for us now, is to really change the way we work and live.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an exciting time in some ways. There's a bit of dynamism about this moment. We can make things different from what they were before.
Okay, Gay Gailey, you are the official Joy 94.9 Pop Queers adjudicator in isolation. For the love of God, how is all this going to work?
It's going to go like a bought 1D. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail. That sounds like a good time to prize open the doors of the Pop Queers gift shop. Tell us, what's our lucky winner going home with tonight?
D, given the biblical times we find ourselves in, we are hedging our non-denominational bets with tonight's amazing prize. It is a Jesus-shaped pencil topper that may or may not walk on water, but it definitely glows in the dark. He's wearing your traditional red robe over a white toga ensemble and is suitably hirsute, although looking a little pale of skin to be historically accurate. He has his hands raised to the sky, either in worship or in a what the F are you people doing, I give up kind of way. One lucky contestant will get to take him home and fill his holiness with a pencil.
One of my favourite things is I don't read those before you read them, girl. Fill his holiness with a pencil. Yeah. All right, team, if isolation and Zoom recording have taught us anything at all about radio, it's that homemade buzzers do not work. So for tonight's episode, you will raise your hand when you know the answer and Gail will call upon you. Let's have a practice of that, shall we, Catherine Barrett? When you know the answer, you will do this. Well done. And right, Sam Elkin, nice. When you know the answer, you will do this one. There we go. It seems pretty
incredible.
Obvious.
Incredible. They got it right.
You'd be amazed how many people haven't. Gailey, it is time to get your dong out and ding it till it's red because it's time for round one.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Read all about it when your time starts.
Now, which Australian tennis star announced this week that their partner had a baby?
Catherine, Sam. That is correct. Congratulations, Sam.
Lesbian question.
Yeah.
Lesbian question.
Come on, yes. Sam. Question two. All right, all right. The letters between Governor General Sir John Kerr and WHO have finally been released this week.
Sam.
The Queen.
The Queen, indeed, in relation to the overthrow of the Whitlam government.
Villain.
I was waiting with bated breath for the palace letters to come out. It's a very exciting time for me.
Nerd.
Oh, we're thrilled for you.
Valentina Sampaio has become the first openly trans model to appear in the special edition of What magazine? Valentina Sampaio. Trans model.
Catherine.
Vogue magazine.
Bop-bom.
Incorrect.
Sam for the steal.
Sam.
Sports Illustrated.
That is correct. The swimsuit edition.
Yeah.
Our favourite edition.
Question four. Whose niece has been released from a temporary restraining order and is free to discuss their tell-all book? Somebody famous's niece.
Sam.
Donald Trump's niece.
That is correct. Mary Trump. That's going to be Christmas.
So good.
I'm very excited about that book coming out.
Pre-order.
That one I'm excited about.
Actress Naya Rivera passed away at 33 this week in a boating accident. She was known for playing a lesbian cheerleader in which TV show?
Sam.
Glee.
Glee.
Extra point for the character's name?
No idea.
That's all right.
Santana Lopez.
Question six, Kelly Preston also passed away this week from breast cancer. Who is her famous husband?
Catherine.
John Travolta.
That is correct.
The US president has commuted the sentence of which longtime confidant who was jailed for obstruction of justice?
Sam.
Roger Stone.
I know. Isn't that just
knocking?
I can't even.
Question eight. A mystery car in the car park at Adelaide Airport has drawn attention because the license
Sam.
Plate.
COVID-19 number plates. What's going on?
Since before lockdown. Virus,
I know. They say the virus can't move itself, but I think we've found a loophole.
It was a Jag too, wasn't it? Gosh. Question nine. Wow. The right-wing president of which South American country has tested positive to COVID-19?
Catherine.
Brazil, Bolsonaro.
That's correct.
Question 10.
He's been downplaying the virus for months. He's also taking anti-malarial drug,
hydroxychloroquine.
So I think,
an independent report into allegations against the former mayor of which Australian capital found he had acted inappropriately? Mayor of which capital acted inappropriately? I mean, man doing something wrong. Any ideas?
Catherine.
Sydney.
Nope. Sam.
Perth.
Any ideas? No.
There's always something
Melbourne.
Bad going on in Perth.
Yes. No, it was Robert Doyle in Melbourne.
So you now have to follow that with a clap.
Yeah.
Gailey, that brings us to the end of round one. Have you been keeping score?
Yeah, I've been doing my nails throughout that round, as sitting silently on the line is our new producer, Sananda, who's been sweating bullets keeping score. Welcome on board, Sananda.
Yay!
Yay! How are the scores looking at the end of round one?
All right, we have Catherine with a whopping 3 points. Woo. And Sam leading with 6.
Woo, nice. Well done.
The weight
Great
of
job, Sananda.
The weight of the expectation of Team Lesbian is on your shoulders, Catherine. Do not let us down. No. Gailey, let's keep it rolling and push on with round two.
Round two is our culture segment, and as we're all sex-positive people, we're playing a game we like to call Let's Talk About Sex, Baby, with questions all about the history of sex. Win 1 point for each correct answer. We're bringing sexy back when your time starts.
Now, penis rings in China were made from the eyelids of which animal?
Sam.
Pangolins?
Oh, no, oh. That's a good answer, though.
For the steel?
Their eyelids. It's a goat. They kept the eyelashes on.
Oh.
It's gruesome. Yeah. Make a little tickly.
Mm-hmm. The first dildos were made of what? It's not latex.
Catherine.
Stone?
Stone, that is correct. 28,000-year-old stone penis was found in Germany.
What did 1920s youngsters do at petting parties?
Sam?
Pet animals?
No, that is incorrect.
Heads up, the round's about sex.
Catherine?
Snogging, not snogging.
Yes, yeah, snogging. Kissing, cuddling and fondling.
Petting party. How did doctors treat women's hysteria in Victorian times? Women's hysteria.
Catherine.
Masturbated them.
That's right. A pelvic finger massage that, if done correctly, would induce a hysterical paroxysm. Only medical trained people should try that at home. Right.
Doctor, how did a medieval book suggest women fake virginity on their wedding night?
Catherine.
Ox blood.
Oh, no, that might be true. You said that like it was a fact, but in fact what I have is that they should attach a leech to their labia the day before, hope that it bleeds when they have sex. Whereas I think the leech seems unnecessarily complex. They could just make themselves bleed another way, surely.
Cleopatra was said to pleasure herself with the vibrations from a box of what? Cleopatra... with a box of vibrating what?
I got no idea. I'm thinking about a box of roses. So I know that doesn't vibrate. Mm-hmm.
Not on its
no,
own.
No, I'm seeing blank faces there.
Maybe some scarabs.
You're getting closer. It's bees. What could possibly go wrong?
Be careful, Cleopatra.
Be careful.
Brothels in ancient Rome used special coins depicting what acts to avoid language barriers for soldiers? I'll have two.
Sex acts.
That's correct, Sam. There's nothing more I can add to that, really.
Male Chinese practitioners of Taoism during the Han Dynasty engaged in sex with what? Without what? Male Chinese practitioners of Taoism during the Han Dynasty engaged in sex without what?
Sam?
Their primary sexual organs?
No, that is incorrect. Catherine?
Without physical contact?
Also incorrect. Without ejaculating. They believed semen was the essence of life. And I feel like a woman might have told them that.
Yes.
You keep that inside you.
You keep that. That's the essence of life. Let's not be spilling that.
You're going to need that. Keep it.
If you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half of the fun. This is episode 41 of Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm joined by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gailey Davidson. We're halfway through the battle between Catherine Barrett, founder of the Kindness Pandemic, and a woman on a mission to see that everybody wears a mask and is kind while doing it, and Joy 94.9's very own trans warrior, Sam Elkin, who has a four-part podcast series out called Transdemic. Sananda, how are we looking? How are the scores looking at the end of round two?
Wow, Catherine is creeping up quickly with the six positive facts at 6 total points now, and Sam is leading at 7.
Catching up. Gail, let's keep that applause going. How about you bang that big metal thing and let's get round 3 underway.
We're mixing it up with a multiple choice round. You'll each be asked your own set of questions, so unhand your hands up. Just to swing wildly back in the other direction after the last round, we'll be finding out what you know about Sesame Street. Catherine Barrett won the toss and has elected to go first. Everything's A-OK when your time starts.
Now, 5 questions for you, Catherine Barrett. Question 1. Which fact is true about Count Von Count? A. He was born in Texas. B. He has 3 lady friends. Or C. He uses a calculator. Born in Texas?
Say again. C. Calculator.
That is incorrect. It is B. He has 3 lady friends. Their names are Countess Darling. Sorry, Countess Darling Von Darling. Lady 2. And Countess Von Backwards.
That's so good.
Question 2. Backwards. When C-3PO and R2-D2 visited Sesame Street, who did R2-D2 fall in love with? Was it A, Oscar, B, Big Bird, or C, a fire hydrant?
Big Bird, B.
It was in fact C, a fire hydrant.
Of course it was.
Because it looked like him.
Question 3. Which character reached number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100? Was it A, Ernie, B, Bert, or C, the trash can? Ernie, Bert, or the trash can?
You're being very consistent here. It's actually A, Ernie, who had the hit Rubber Ducky.
Question 4 for you, Catherine. Which character was not part of the Afghanistan version of Sesame Street? Was it A, Elmo, because red is bad luck, B, Bert and Ernie, because maybe gay, or C, the Count, because vampires? Afghanistan banned who? Elmo, Bert and Ernie, or the Count?
Bert and Ernie, B.
It was in fact C, the Count. Because vampires, and they also banned Oscar because cultural taboos about vampirism and trash.
Trash,
yes. I don't know how that works.
Damn that trash. Question 5, final question for you, Catherine. Cookie Monster is not the real name of the character. What is it? Is it A, Biscuit Monster, B, Sid, or C, Nancy?
C for Nancy.
You're really going out on a limb there. It's B, Sid. He does have a British cousin called Biscuit Monster, though.
Okay. Okay, and now 5 questions for you, Sam Elkin. Question 1. Elmo has which claim to fame? A, he has the least grossing merchandise. B, he was the only non-human to testify before Congress. Or C, he is the only Muppet to get drunk and be arrested.
C, drunk and arrested.
Oh, it would be such a cute little mugshot, wouldn't it? But no, B, he lobbied for funding music education in 2002.
Question 2. Snuffleupagus has a first name. Is it A, Aloysius, B, Sniffy, or C, Bob?
Bob, I'm pretty sure.
Bob Snuffleupagus.
Do you? Yeah, you don't
Maybe
know
not.
It. It's Aloysius.
Because that's just cruel. Aloysius Snuffleupagus. It's like a warm-up exercise.
What was it? What were his parents thinking?
That's right. Question 3. Which of these facts is correct? A. Most Muppets have 4 fingers. B. All the Muppets have legs despite the fact they are not seen. Or C. Muppets have genitals.
I'm going to go with B. I've definitely seen them with legs, I'm pretty sure.
Some do have legs, but not all of them. Most Muppets have 4 fingers, except Cookie Monster, who has 5.
Because cookies, I guess. Question 4 for you, Sam. What does the Nigerian version of the Cookie Monster eat? Does he eat A, burgers, B, yam, or C, cake? Burgers, yam, or cake?
I hope it's B, yam, so I'm just going to lean into that.
Lean into it. It's absolutely correct. His catchphrase is, me want yam.
Me too.
Yeah, well, we all want yam.
Who doesn't want yam?
Final question for you, Sam Elkin. What is Super Grover's day job? Is he A, a debt collector, B, a DJ, or C, a doorknob salesman? What does Super Grover do?
DJ?
Oh, that would be good. No, he's a doorknob salesman. His name is Grover Kent, and he sells doorknobs.
I did not watch the Sesame Street, so...
Yeah, of course he does.
Hey, Sananda, let's cross to you live for the score update at the end of round three.
In that round, Catherine made like me and didn't score at all.
Hey.
Leaving her at 6, and Sam is up at 8.
My gosh.
Still anybody's Jesus.
Gaily, feels like a good time for our fourth and final round.
We're back on the hands up for round four this week with a game we call How Fast? Where we will ask you very random questions about things that are fast. Get your skates on because your time starts.
Now, is the fastest living thing on Earth a bird, a land animal, or a person?
Catherine. It is a bird. Peregrine falcons can dive bomb at 380 kilometres per hour.
I've got to say, though, the magpies in Fairfield dive bomb faster than that, in my experience. What is Usain Bolt's fastest recorded speed? Is it 20 kilometres, 31 kilometres or 43 kilometres per hour? 20, 31 or 43 kilometres per hour?
Sam?
I'm just going to go large and go with that big 40 number.
That's absolutely correct. I presume he doesn't do it for an hour, but he can run at...
You should only get the record if you can do it for a whole hour. Yep.
Yeah.
What does the FAST acronym for detecting a stroke stand for? F-A-S-T. If you listen to Joy, if you listen to Joy at the moment, this ad is on all the time.
So we've caught them out twice now. Okay, nobody's got
something
it.
Something beginning with frighten.
Yeah. Frightened, run away. No.
Frightened.
It's face, arm, speech, time. Face drooping, arm weakness, speech slurred, and time to call for help. Or tongue, it sticks out crooked. There you go, everyone.
Very helpful, thank you.
Every day's a learning day. Question four, is an ostrich faster than a cheetah?
Sam? Confident.
I don't think so.
No, you're right, mate. An ostrich can go 69 kilometres, whereas a cheetah can go 120 kilometres
per hour.
Wow. Again, probably not for an hour, but still.
Question five, which US fast food chain was first, McDonald's, White Castle or Burger King? Which came first?
Sam?
I think it was White Castle.
You are correct. Mm. 1921 with 5-cent burgers.
Come
Macca's
on, Catherine.
Was 1948 and Burger King was 1951.
Come on, Catherine. According to the saying, according to the saying, which type of news travels fast?
Bad.
Well, look, here's a quandary. We're going to pay that. That was correct, Catherine. Hands up, let's remember.
Incorrect, yet correct.
Be kind.
Question seven. How many films are there in the Fast and the Furious franchise?
Too many.
Too many is correct. Right, we'll take that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. That is correct. It's 9, but I would pay too many.
Question eight.
More than one.
Name any one of the performers from the 1990s Australian sketch comedy show Fast Forward. Any one of them.
Sam?
That guy who is in the Hulk, Eric Banner.
Oh, yeah.
Was he?
Well done. That was a bit of a good start. He was Poida.
Poida.
That was a tight and fast round, Gale.
Wasn't it?
Wasn't it? That does bring us now to the end of round four. Keep the applause going. Yes, thank you, everybody. It's nail-biting stuff, but while you, Gail, and Sananda are tallying up the scores for all the all-important final round, let's have a word from our supporters.
Hi, this is Sam Elkin from Transgender Warriors, and you're on Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9.
This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're at the pointy end of the show. Are we in a position legally to anoint a winner, Gail, or am I required to break the glass seal on the tiebreaker question yet again?
D. Sananda has clicked and clacked, and it appears we do in fact have a winner. It was a valiant effort by Catherine, who came in at 8, but Sam was out in front with 13. So he's taking a homemade little bit of Jesus tonight.
Sam, look at that. Does it
look at it?
Does it trigger you in any way? I did think of that just as we identified it as a prize. I thought, oh, that's not triggering for anybody in the community.
I'm honoured. I went to a Jesus theme park in Argentina last year, back when we were allowed to travel. So precious memories.
And this is one of his favourite. It's one of his favourite poses in the Latin Americas, isn't it? A bit of that.
It's an absolute classic.
Right. Well,
hands
do you know
up
what?
For party.
This is the kind of size prize that I can actually deliver to you. So I might pop it in the post for you. Speak to Sananda after the show and we'll get that all the way over to you. Brilliant. That is all we have time for this evening. Big congratulations to our contestants. Massive thanks to Catherine Barrett. Do support Catherine's project, Mask Kindness and the Kindness Pandemic. You can find her on Facebook by using the obvious hashtags, and you can support all the other humans by wearing a goddamn mask and practicing social distancing, and, you know, by showing some kindness every day. And big thanks to our victor tonight, Joy's own Sam Elkin. You can go check out either of Sam's podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. They are Transgender Warriors on Joy 94.9 and Transdemic. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official Pop Quiz adjudicator, to our assistant scorekeeper in isolation, and our newly minted Pop Quiz producer on trial, Sananda. And always to our long-suffering podcaster, the very silent James Holt. I've been Dee Mason. Remember to be kind, wear a mask if you're out, but stay home if you can. It's better. We'll see you here next week, same pop time, same pop station. It's Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.